Story for Pleasure 4. The Viking Necklace.
It hadn't really been a surprise. They'd been expecting it to happen. Miss Grimwald asked them all to come into the office. Old Bert, the stage manager, Simon, who did lights, sound, and made the tea, Mrs. Huckle, who sold the tickets, and lastly, Tanya. Tanya had only been working at the Theatre Royal for 6 weeks. Miss Grimwald looked older and greyer, more tired, perhaps, than Tanya had ever seen her before. "Well," she announced, "this is it. I had hoped that I could keep the theatre open for a few more months, but I'm afraid the bank won't give me any more time. I owe them a great deal of money. I don't know what will become of the old place. It's been a theatre since 1872, you know. I'm afraid that it will become a bingo hall or casino or something. Fortunately, they can't knock it down. It's an historic building, you see." There were tears in her eyes. Old Bert shuffled forward. "You don't need to pay me for a while, Miss Grimwald." "Oh, gladly." Miss Grimwald touched him gently on the arm. "Thank you, Bert, thank you. But I'm afraid that it's too late for that now." "It's too late for anything." She looked up at the portrait on the wall. It was a painting of Sir Percival Trumper, the great Victorian actor who had built the theatre. "Sir Percival Trumper acted on this stage. He played Hamlet, Macbeth, Julius Caesar, King Lear. And soon it will be just another bingo hall." Miss Grimwald had arranged to give most of the costumes and scenery to a local amateur theatrical group. Tanya was given the job of sorting everything out. The theatre was dark now. The last production, a mystery thriller, had finished. Tanya spent 2 days looking through the old boxes and suitcases, pulling out dusty old costumes that hadn't been used for years. Until the 1960s, the theatre had had its own company of actors and produced its own plays. That had become too expensive, and although the theatre had been able to stay open, the plays had been performed by touring companies and sometimes by local amateur groups. Tanya had to throw away most of the things. They were too old and too dirty even to give away. It was late in the afternoon when she found the necklace. It was wrapped up in a black costume that had been eaten by mice and insects and was full of holes. It was a rough, heavy necklace, made of a dull, yellowish metal. Tanya thought it was rather ugly, but there was something about it that looked strangely familiar. Just then Simon walked past, carrying a huge pile of old books to the dustbins. "Simon," she called, "have a look at this." Simon picked it up. "It's heavier than it looks, isn't it?" he said. "Have you seen it before?" Simon frowned. "Funny you should say that. I was just wondering where I'd seen it." Then Tanya remembered. "Sir Percival!"
"What?"
said Simon. "Sir Percival, the old man in the portrait in Miss Grimwald's office. He's wearing a necklace like this." They went down to the office. Miss Grimwald wasn't there, but the portrait was. They examined it.
"You're right," said Simon. "It's the same necklace."
Tanya looked at the inscription below the picture and read it aloud.
"Sir Percival Trumper in William Shakespeare's Hamlet, 1891.
"He was a bit old for Hamlet, wasn't he?" laughed Simon. "He must have been in his 60s. Hamlet's supposed to be a young man."
"Sir Percival owned the theatre," said Tanya. "I reckon he had first choice of roles. Anyway, the necklace is identical. It must be the same one. Isn't that strange? I must tell Miss Grimwald."
"It's just cheap theatrical jewellery," said Simon. "It won't be worth anything." Tanya helped Simon with the old books. They were the old theatre records, programmes, play scripts, accounts, and so on. They stopped to read them for a few moments.
"Hey,
say, said Simon. Isn't that a coincidence? Look, these are the account books for 1891 to 92, the same year that old Sir Percy played Hamlet. Let's see, said Tanya. She looked quickly through the book. Here you are, Hamlet, 14th of October to the 27th of October. Then they went straight on to Macbeth 2 days later. How did they learn the words?
It can't have been too difficult, said Simon. I guess old Sir Percy must have played Hamlet 2 or 3 times a year for 20 years. It was his most famous role.
Tanya started laughing.
They had to buy him a new costume. He'd got too fat for the old one, I expect. It's here.
2nd of October, 1891. New Hamlet costume. Black with silver trimming. Grey and Dallard. Theatrical costumier, Soho Square. £12.14. That's £12.70 in modern money.
Simon looked over her shoulder.
It's a pity to throw these old books away, he said. They should be in a museum. There's so much information in here. They wrote down everything. Look. Insurance quotation for Viking necklace, Hamlet, £1.02 a month. Quotation refused, too expensive.
That was a lot of money in those days, said Tanya. The average person only earned about £1 a week.
That must have been the necklace in the picture. The necklace you found, Simon thought for a moment. So why did they want to insure it? Nothing else was insured. Perhaps it is worth something after all.
This is turning into a real mystery, said Tanya.
We've got all the books and records. There must be something in them about it.
They spent hours looking through the old books. Finally, Simon found something. He was looking through some old newspaper cuttings from the 1890s. They were yellow with age, and some of them fell to pieces when he touched them. He showed a cutting to Tanya.
The Wessex Gazette, the 30th of October, 1891. Sir Percival Trumper said he was heartbroken by the loss of the necklace. It had disappeared on Saturday, the last night of his fine production of Hamlet. Sir Percival had been wearing it during the play, and despite diligent searches of the theatre, no one has been able to find it. Sir Percival has said that he will never play Hamlet again. This necklace, which was kindly given to our theatre by the Earl of Wareham, is one of the greatest treasures of the British theatre. The tradition is that it belonged to the Bard of Avon himself, and indeed it can be seen in the Heubelbein portrait of him. The necklace had not been insured. Sir Percival said that the theatre could not afford the insurance quotation.
"Who's the Bard of Avon?" she asked.
"Tanya, come on. That's what they call Shakespeare.
If this really is the missing necklace, then it belonged to Shakespeare himself."
"It was wrapped up in an old black costume," said Tanya thoughtfully. "Someone might have stolen it and hidden it there."
"More likely old Sir Percy forgot that it was wrapped up in the costume," said Simon.
"It's getting late," said Tanya. "Let's meet tomorrow and go to the university library. I want to see that picture of Shakespeare."
The university library was one of the finest libraries in the south of England. They quickly found the Heubelbein picture in a Shakespeare biography and confirmed that it looked like the same necklace. Then they set out to try to find out as much as they could about it. Tanya found some information in a book of art history. The Heubelbein portrait was in it, together with a short text. "Heubelbein's portrait of Shakespeare, circa 1601. Some experts believe that the portrait was actually of the Duke of Dorchester, not Shakespeare. In the portrait, the figure is wearing the famous Viking necklace, which disappeared in the 1890s. The necklace was made of solid gold and was said to date from the 11th century. This means that it was already 500 years old in Shakespeare's time. Traditionally, it was worn by Shakespeare in the role of the ghost of Hamlet's father, which he is supposed to have played in the first production.
It took a long time to explain the story to Miss Grimwald. Tanya discovered from the records that the necklace had belonged to the theatre rather than to Sir Percival. When the story appeared in the newspapers, they received an offer of £3 million for the necklace from an American museum. When Miss Grimwald asked for time to think, the offer was doubled. The Theatre Royal's future was secure at last. 2 months later, at the grand reopening, Tanya and Simon were the guests of honour. The portrait of old Sir Percival had been moved into the lobby. After all, as Tanya said, it was the old actor's forgetfulness that had saved the theatre.